Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 131 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues, involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. Those 131 teams are all battling for a berth at the RBC Cup coming up in May. This year, the tournament is being hosted by the Coburg Cougars. Joining us now to discuss the tournament is event manager Ashley Haynes. Ashley, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Ashley, how did you decide, hey, you know what I really want to put on my plate? I want to organize the National Championship of Junior A Hockey. How did that become a dream of yours?
Well, it was honestly put on me. It was the management and owners of the Coburg Cougars that came to us here at the Coburg Community Center and said, we want to do this. We want to host the RBC Cup. At the time that it was decided, we had actually only weeks before that been announced as the host of the 2015 World Junior A Challenge, and thought, why not? Let's go for it all. Let's go for the RBC Cup as well.
Help me understand, because the OJHL hasn't historically hosted the Nationals. Why was it not in Ontario for so many years, and what made it the right time now to come back to the O?
Well, I can't speak on behalf of the league, but I know that it has been here in the past and had some moderate success, but very successful in the West and the East. But so it really was time. It, like you said, it's been a long, long time since it's been in Ontario, and it's definitely been time to come back to Ontario.
I'll tell you what, the host team, not only going to get in there, obviously, as the host, but they're off to a great start as well. They started the season with 12 wins in the first 13 games. How much of a sigh of relief is it for you to say, okay, we got a good host team here?
Oh, it's a huge relief. For the past year and a bit, you know, the big stress has been, how is our team going to look? Because it's going to really be key to the success of this event and to the people in the community really getting behind it. So we're so happy with what the management and the coaching staff have put together for the team this year. They're doing so well, and we just really hope this continues.
Give us a sense, because this radio show goes coast to coast, give us a sense of the kind of support that the Coburg Cougars get on a week-by-week basis in your community.
The Coburg Cougars have been really successful in attracting fans locally and throughout the region. The team has been one of the number one in terms of attendance out of the OJHL every year,
wow,
especially since we moved to the new building here at the Coburg Community Center. They're getting, you know, several hundred fans every game, even more in the thousands when we get into those playoffs. So we know that we did well with the World Junior A Challenge as well in attracting fans, so we really hope that those same fans will come out again.
Looking at past years, the RBC Cup has generated more than $2 million in local economic impact, with events proceeds going directly to supporting hockey development in the community. How important is this for the community of Coburg itself?
Oh, it's so huge. It's going to be great, not only just for the hockey community, but for the business community. Hotels, restaurants, everything are going to be so busy during that time. And it's also our plan of our legacy for this event, that any proceeds from this event, part of that will go into Kidsport to be donated to underprivileged kids who want to play hockey right here in our hometown.
That's awesome. Volunteers are always a huge part of this. Have you started gathering the volunteers to put all this thing together?
Oh, yes. There's already been quite a few that have shown interest, but we need more. We need almost 200 volunteers to make this event a success. Everything from, you know, scorekeepers, timers, to security, shuttle drivers, and even our team hosts, the people who are going to act as our ambassadors to the teams when they come in.
Ash, doing a good job of marketing, so let me keep pushing you that direction. Hockey fans are looking for more event information or people who want to volunteer. How can they get in touch with you guys?
They can either go to our website, which is hockeycanada.ca/RBC Cup, or if they're in the area, they can stop on by here at the Coburg Community Center, and we'd be really happy to either sell them a ticket package or get them signed up as volunteers.
You sound like you're excited already, and there's still a long way to go. Ash, thanks for this. We appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
That was RBC Cup event manager Ashley Haynes. The RBC Cup gets underway May 13th in Coburg, Ontario. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here.